back well into the 40s again tomorrow with a few rain showers likely. For Talk Radio 1390 WFBL, I'm News 10 Now meteorologist Todd Kirkman.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
We share our wisdom with those who seek it.
I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace.
MajorGeeks.com presents the Technology Geeks. The geeks are here to take your calls.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by
MajorGeeks.com.
MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The geeks have assumed control.
Yes. So here we are. Well, now here's an interesting week. We have no Mike Rao this week. So for some strange reason, I volunteered to host. I don't know what I was thinking. I am Tim Tibbetts with MajorGeeks.com, and across the way from me, backing me up or making me look really, really stupid, I haven't decided yet, is Jim McMahon. And we have Gus over here running the board, and apparently that's the whole
show.
That's
it. That's the whole show.
Let's go home. So. This week we have Will Smith coming on from Maximum PC. We always love him. He's going to go through some questions, AMD or Intel, ATI or NVIDIA, Hitachi or Western Digital. Those are the big questions people are always asking for their computers. The Digital Camcorder Buyer's Guide, Maximum PC is going to explain every feature and show you what you can get for some extra cash in a prosumer DV cam. Don't forget to listen to us live on the web, WFBL.com, Waveformat, RadioShowLinks.com, and of course you can catch all the past shows on thetechnologygeeks.com.
Or at least the ones that were captured.
Yeah, hopefully this one's lost.
You can get a good chunk of those past shows at thetechnologygeeks.com.
I really need to go back to sleep. The Geek of the Week software pick with Jim. Hopefully he actually has a plan this week, a website of the week. And as far as announcements go, Jeff Grauer, president of SnipeHug, CMYPC Users Group. He'll be in next week to talk about their next meeting, which is February 6, 2006, at the Liverpool Public Library. Apparently, the topic will be all about crime mapping. Deputy William Waffle? That's interesting. Will present crime mapping using a program called CrimeView. He will do an actual demo at the show with the program and show some sample searches and actual reports with real data. Members and non-members, of course, are really need to register in advance if you can, because sometimes these shows fill out, and that is cmypcug.org/reserve. And, of course, your calls, if we can help you out, at 421-9325. But now we're going to roll into the news, and me and James are going to split this up, and we're going to start with Jim and let him go at it.
We're going to tag team this news stuff.
Yeah, I heard you did it when I wasn't here, so I figured I'd give you a shot and really see how you did.
Absolutely. There's a ton of news this week, most of it in the way of ID theft and cybercrime, which ties into the SnipeHug meeting this week. First off, ID theft tops the list again this year for FTC complaints. For the sixth year in a row, identity theft tops the annual list for consumer complaints collected with the Federal Trade Commission. This list is strikingly similar to last year, with online auctions, fraud, sweepstakes, and advance free loans topping the list of top 10.
That's interesting, because a lot of this isn't even internet, necessarily all internet stuff, sweepstake entries and stuff like that. Same type of things that would happen to you at your house minding your own business, as much as it would happen on the internet.
They're using the same tactics with email that they use with the spam regular mail that we've been getting, junk mail for years. But since sending junk mail is a federal crime,
right?
Now email, you can just get away with it, and there's nothing anybody's going to do about it
until they tax it and call it a federal crime.
Exactly. Once our government figures out how to get in our pocket,
working on it.
we'll start to be a little bit safe about that.
Yep. A California man was charged with defrauding America Online subscribers. Apparently it wasn't too hard. As part of a so-called phishing scheme, whereby he sent thousands of emails made to look like they came from AOL's billing department. Jeffrey Brett Gooden, 46, was charged with unauthorized use of a credit card as well as wire fraud, the U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. said. He faces a maximum penalty of 30 years in prison if convicted. You know, he could have killed all those people and only done 7.
Oh, man. That's correct.
Thank you.
I want to go to another story here off the legal thing, that web users are not lonely geeks after all.
Yes, they are.
A study put out by Pew Internet and American Life Project says that the Internet and email actually expands and strengthens the social ties that people maintain in the real world. So what they're saying is our Internet usage, the picture of the geek has always been mentally guys like me and you covered in, you know, in our basement, not getting sun, not talking to anybody, totally antisocial.
Sure.
Pasty white guys that are getting monitor tans, and they're saying that it actually strengthens social ties, and it's a good thing to use.
A nice shade of light brown.
Yeah. No, I'm like translucent.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. I get, the sun is trying to kill me. I don't want to go anywhere near it, but it actually makes sense if you think about it. And, my father's a perfect example. He keeps track of our relatives in both Ireland, Delaware, Florida, California, and he keeps tabs on them all the time through email and all that. So if you think about it, it makes sense, but it was the first study that I saw that said that geeks weren't pasty guys in the basement.
That's why I pulled that one out. I just thought that just made me feel just a little bit better.
Yeah.
How about this one? We have talked week after week to be careful when you're downloading anti-spyware tools, because there's actually anti-spyware tools that don't remove anything, cause worse problems, or even install spyware. Well, here we go. The Washington State Attorney General's Office has filed a lawsuit against Secure Computer LLC of White Plains, New York, right up the road, alleging that the company's anti-spyware software falsely claimed that computers were infected in an attempt to encourage computer users to pay the $49.95 for a full working version. So these guys are going to, apparently they're saying they've made about $100,000 selling this so far.
Wow.
And my guess would be, my guess would be it's going to cost them about $1 million in fines when they get done with it.
That's the thing, and the market for anti-spyware app and security applications is so good right now that it's been flooded for literally years.
Yep.
With companies that don't do anything. And if you're going to go out and get them, get either a big name that's known, or go to a trusted website that is going to either rate or review these products first.
Well, this was called simply Spyware Cleaner. Apparently, you want to be on the alert for it if you're a MSN member. It was, you'd get a pop-up window that says special message for MSN users and the like. So if you see anything like that, and the program's called simply Spyware Cleaner, which is not at all unusual. It's pretty typical, these programs, to take a very simple, cool name like Spyware Cleaner.
Yeah.
Who would think that would be bad?
Of course. You know? They don't know that it actually installs spyware.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I have one more back on the identity theft thing. This is interesting. Came in my mailbox this morning. Tying together all the phishing acts and identity thefts and all this. We've talked about the representing banks and PayPal and all that. This morning I got one from eBay. That this was a new twist. It looked really good. It looked really real. Basically, the email sent, I'm waiting for my package to arrive. Please respond as soon as possible, or I will report you to eBay. And it looks like an eBay email.
I didn't see that one.
I had not seen one
before. If you're not in the studio, and you're not, we're looking at an actual of an
email
that Jim spit out.
This is why we need a webcam.
Very nice.
But it looks like it comes from a user at eBay.com, and obviously when you click the button, it brings you to the wrong site, and it get your username, password, and
absolutely. Very cool. Well, we're going to head off to break. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks on 1390 WFBL.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's the Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy to manage and deliver their energy in upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343, 866-815-2343, or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
All right, is this where I start talking? I suck at this. Welcome back to MajorGeeks.com, the technology geeks on 1390 WFBL.
I lobbied to get Marcel Marceau as the guest host today, but...
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Look at him, he's over here, Gus is over here dancing.
Marcel Marceau is probably the only famous mime.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought he was doing the mockery.
Actually, it looked like the mockery. Yeah. Go, Gus, go. Go, Gus.
So
we got to get a webcam in here.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We've got Will Smith coming up, but first and foremost, let's get the Geek of the Week software pick out of the way. What do you got for us, Jim?
I'm going to go a little different this week. It's actually one I put up this morning at MajorGeeks.com. It's on the front page, but you can find it in our multimedia section. It's called Media Monkey. Media Monkey, yeah. I love the name, and it's got an awesomely cute logo and all, but... Basically, what it does is it helps you keep track of your MP3 collection or audio collection, you know, all different styles, any rip CDs, that sort of thing, on your PC. Much like the iTunes will, but it doesn't lock you into, like, the iTunes format. You
cool.
can use anything you want. It sorts it by artist, genre, type, style, almost anything you do. It comes with its own player built in. So everything's in this all-in-one package, and it's just really easy to use, really cool. It's free. It's in beta, and beta means it's a testing software.
Right.
There's three types that they have out there. It's alpha, beta, and then release candidate.
Right.
And those are usually companies that alpha means, oh, my God, this is really early in the process.
Yep.
Beta means we're getting close. Release candidate is we're close. And then they have their sold version.
If they define it properly, I had a file last night. It's a wireless hotspot tool.
Yeah.
Very cool. People love this type of stuff. They're looking for something like this. It's free. It's beta. I would call it alpha.
Yeah.
They called it beta, but I would call it alpha because it uses a Windows driver that Windows doesn't know what it is. It's basically, it adds it into your networking. So you have your, you know, client for Microsoft Networks, your TCP/IP, well, adds a whole new thing. And that's kind of scary. It can screw some things. And I read some people screwing up, so I put in big capital letters.
Be careful. Be careful. But, yeah, I mean, if that's their beta, their alpha must have been, whoa, that's really bad. But whenever you see alpha or beta or release candidates when you're or RC when you're going to the download sites, it's a good point to be careful. Be sure you know what you're doing. Back your stuff up before you use them. But again, Media Monkey is a relatively awesome little program. It's got the potential to be pretty big.
Where is it?
Big.
Major Geeks.
MajorGeeks.com under multimedia. You can't miss it. And oddly enough, the newest beta was released this morning, which reminded me on it. So it's on the Major Geeks homepage. You can just go there, click it, download it. You're good to go.
Very cool. Woo-hoo. All right, we're going to run over to Jeff Grauer from Central New York PC Users Group and see what's up. You there, Jeff?
Yep. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Great.
So let me ask you. February's topic is all about crime mapping.
Yep.
Deputy William Waffle will present crime mapping using a program called CrimeView. Who is Deputy William Waffle, and what is crime mapping?
He is a Onondaga County Sheriff's, with the Onondaga County Sheriff's Department, I think a deputy. And I believe the CrimeView is it's one of the program types that they use to kind of... map where crimes are occurring. So
okay.
They can show you, you know, kind of what's going on, you know, near around your address, that type of thing.
That's what I was curious about. I saw crime mapping, and I have to be honest with you, I drew a blank when I first saw it. So.
Yep. It's just going to be showing us basically, you know, how they use it, showing us some examples, that type of thing.
Very cool. That will be what? Monday, February 6th?
Yep, February 6th at 6 o'clock at the Liverpool Library.
Okay. People should register, right?
Yep, we have a sign-up sheet at our, basically in our webpage at www.cnypcug.org, and you can just sign up ahead of time.
Excellent. What'd you do this month?
January's was Lorraine Deshane was coming back in and telling everybody all about eBay. We had a very large crowd. I think we were up in the 90s for that.
So. Really?
Yep.
I really got to start coming in more often. It's a lot of fun.
Always popular, that one.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll put a link to this on thetechnologygeeks.com. Let people know about it. We'll put a link on there so people can find it as well. And hopefully we'll see you there.
Thanks a lot. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, we really should make a point to get out to the Snipug meetings more often.
I had a good time the time that we went.
The people there are awesome. The regular going are very educated, very inquisitive, and just excellent geeks to be around.
That almost scared me because they were very... I guess they were a lot more intelligent than I thought a typical meeting would be. You think you're going to go there and you're going to get a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing, but there's very well-informed, very smart people mixed in with people who are curious, and nobody's made to feel stupid.
I felt the same way. I walked in, and I was prepared for sort of like Remedial Computers 101, and then all of a sudden we got hammered with really good questions. And I had to change gears really fast. Yeah. I'm like, uh-oh, what did we walk into?
Yeah, they were very
we better be on our A game today.
Yeah, they were very curious about the website and how we run it and what we do and the likes.
Well, it's an excellent meeting. It's a good layout at the Liverpool Library, plenty of room, and I believe drinks and snacks. Yes? So,
was
there
it?
You go. Yeah. Huh. You didn't get any. I got them. Me and Mike.
Oh, I wonder why.
Gus was in on that, too.
Gus got all that?
Yeah.
The website of the week, how about that? A funny list of dumb laws in the United States can be found at www.crazylaws.com.
How about we go to, you know, whitehouse.gov?
No, don't start that again.
We can find some crazy laws just on our national scale, let alone crazylaws.com.
Well, let me give you a couple examples from New York State. The penalty for jumping off a building is death. Now, of course, I guess if you're only jumping one or two stories, that would suck. But anything beyond that, I guess you're in trouble.
What a dumb thing to do!
There you go. But these things are in every state, so that just makes it a fun website to read. Whether it's you have relatives in another state, you can look at different New York State examples, Florida, stuff like that. How about this though? It is illegal to jump off the Empire State Building.
All right, I'll take that.
All right. So just to keep you in mind, if you were thinking about committing suicide, jumping off the Empire State Building, you will be arrested. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Slippers are not to be worn after 10 p.m., which means I, the rebel that I am breaking the law every day of the week.
I'm breaking the law right now.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got those bunny slippers on.
After 10 p.m., yeah.
Well, I've broken the law already.
Yeah?
You did?
Yep.
Which one?
Which
one? Jumped off for one story? Oh.
Slippers 101.
Figured you jumped off your house, you know. Something along that lines. Anyway, we've got Will Smith coming up at about 10:30. We've got some time to kill, so we're going to probably take on a couple more news stories I had laying around.
By the way, in Alabama, bear wrestling matches are now illegal.
They are?
Yep, they are.
I better call our artist who lives in Alabama now and let him know, because somehow after a couple of drinks I could see him wrestling bears, because I've seen him go after six or seven guys, so I don't see why he would back down from a bear.
Just died.
What was that?
What? Hey, Gus, what's number 14 do? Yeah?
He's just going to push buttons. We're going
to... Oh, there you go.
Nice.
While Mike's not here, we get to play with all the buttons.
Everything we want. We can do everything. No idea what we're doing. Hey. I told Gus, I said, dude, you got to back
Mike,
me up.
Or Gus, give me a number 7. Quick, number 7. Oh, that's the one we had before.
That sounds like news thing.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it in the news now. A man can legally beat his wife, but not more than once a month in Arizona.
Once a month?
Yeah, once a month. I swear to God, that's on crazylaws.com.
Wow, that's some good stuff. So there you go. That's your website of the week. That's a lot of fun to visit and browse for a while. Hey, did you hear that online tax filing is no longer a free-for-all? If you've been pointing and clicking your way to free online tax software through the IRS website in recent years, you may want to recheck your eligibility. Apparently, they have decided if you make $50,000 or more a year, it's no longer going to be free. Exactly. So just to let you know, if you make more than $50,000 a year, welcome to the rich club.
Well, you're now considered rich.
You are rich.
Yeah.
But in previous years, the online software companies were required to make their products available to 60% of American taxpayers, regardless of income. Though the program targeted low and middle income people, each company was free to set its own guidelines for meeting the target percentage. So there you go. And I noticed that was a big news story this week.
Oh, absolutely. The whole tax season drives me insane anyway. But
I never liked the line. For example, if you make $50,000, $500,000, you know what I mean?
You're out. Yeah, there's a line there, and you've got to pay more because it's unfair. And by the time that you pay more, you have less than whoever was at the 49.9.
Right. So basically, they tease you with this. They let you use it for a while, and then decided $50,000 made you comfortable enough that you could afford to pay for it.
It's all defining class warfare. If people actually understood how much taxes they pay on a given day, if people actually understood that, we'd be tar and feathering our politicians tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But they hide behind all these laws and regulations and all that. And my latest favorite was the local gas, when the gas was going up and they were talking about big oil getting all fat and rich and all that, but they didn't tell you that New York State was making 65 cents a gallon.
Let's jump to Bill in Groton on line 9 real quick. We've got a minute. Bill, what's up?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I signed up for this this Verizon cheap DSL service.
Yep.
It's going this month, and I came with a package that has some DSL filters in it, and I hooked it up to where I have my regular modem, and not getting as high a throughput on my dial-up until the DSL finally gets hooked up.
This is the new thing with Verizon Wireless. They're advertising, well, it's $14.95 a month. My father had signed up for it as well. It took him, I think they put him off 3 weeks to install it to begin with.
Interesting.
I don't know how they're doing with the bandwidth on that, because they've sold so much they can't keep up with the installs now, and they're still running the commercials on it. You got any thoughts for them? Maybe, what's that utility we've got?
You could
Cyber Tweaks.
Yeah, you could try the Cyber Tweaks for it's under Internet Tools. We have a couple of different they're technically network tweakers, but if you had anything optimized prior for like cable or for dial up, your networking. It's hard to explain it. Your networking setup in the background
registry
is going to change.
Settings.
Registry settings.
Yep.
One of those is the MTU setting, or maximum transition unit. So with dial-up, I believe it's 576.
Right.
With cable, it's 1500. Right. I think with DSL, it's 1496.
Right. Well, I want to clarify for them, too, if people understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is basically a point-and-click. You double-click it.
Yeah.
You say apply. And you reboot, and now the best part is, if it doesn't fix anything, you can restore your settings
right.
as well. So you really can't hurt anything by trying out CyberTweaks, I believe.
CyberTweaks is a good one, and there's also that drawing a blank from.
I don't have a lot of experience with DSL. My understanding is, unlike cable, where you could share your cable line with your block, DSL should be a dedicated bunch of lines going into your house. So there's, you know, if something like that doesn't work, I think you should call Verizon up and ask them what's going on.
Well, I was just saying that when you put the DSL filter in,
uh-huh.
so you can use your normal modem,
right.
it drops my transfer rate using my regular dial-up to like 42 instead of getting like 48 or 46.
Oh.
Drop back to 42 by using the filter.
Dude, we went through all that, and we were in the totally wrong track.
Wait a minute. You're putting your DSL filter on your line, but still using your dial-up?
Well, yeah, because you have to, when they put the DSL signal on, you have to have a filter to block it from your regular
right.
equipment, like your phone or your modem. So,
are you using the dial-up service, or are you using the DSL service?
Not using the DSL yet because it's not installed yet.
Take the filter off.
Yeah,
that's putting overhead on your line.
I was just wondering if you knew of like a high performance DSL filter that would let you get your full speed.
I wouldn't filter
no,
at all.
No, I wouldn't have the filter on the dial up line at all. I mean, when you get DSL, put your filter on. But until you have DSL, there's no need to have the filter. Take it off.
Yep.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. But if I wanted to use it after I have DSL. I just have to put up with a slower dial-up?
Well, I'm not sure why you would do that, because DSL is going to be a lot quicker than that. But what I would do is pair off a line so that I didn't run it through the filter, or just deal with the extra 4K. You know what I mean by pairing off a line? Actually, you know, rewiring the thing so you have two ports. One will go to the actual modem itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I would do it, because the filter is going to create overhead like that, because, you know, without getting complex, it's thinking that it's supposed to be looking for DSL stuff.
Bill?
Okay, and one last thing is, you said you know somebody that has this service.
Mm-hmm.
Are they getting good service once it finally gets hooked up?
I'd have to ask my father. I'll find out. Maybe if he's around, maybe he can call in real quick. What's our number here? Hey, Dad, you there? 421-9325.
Okay. Talk to you later.
I'll see if he confesses.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks,
I love Bill because his questions are always difficult. Bill is not, I have spyware.
Yeah.
Bill is not, I have this little tiny issue. Bill always puts you to the test, man.
He always
has some good questions.
Bill's the Saturday morning pop quiz.
And apparently that's not the Macarena, but that's break time. So
yeah.
You are listening to MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks on 1390 WFBL.
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Is that monthly internet bill starting to really break the bank? When you can surf the internet for $9.95, why would you ever pay more? That's right. At USA DataNet, you get unlimited internet access for only $9.95. There's no setup fees, you get unlimited email addresses, and a high-speed dial-up connection. With USA DataNet, you receive the same fast, reliable internet service you get with a big-name provider, but for a fraction of the cost. And those aren't the only features USA DataNet offers. There are no contractual commitments, and USA DataNet provides a friendly, full, technical support team to answer any of your questions. So now, you can get the same internet for a much better deal. Go to usadatanet.com to sign up today. See for yourself why so many people are turning to USA DataNet for their internet service. Don't delay and keep throwing your money away. Go to usadatanet.com and join today. USA DataNet, the same internet for a much better deal.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to contentwatch.com.
Zero. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the Internet.
Well, I bought it up. Broke windows, home and tried to boot it up. But when I load it up, it says my memory is not enough.
All right, we're back at MajorGeek.com, the Technology Geeks, and I say we're back, we're just barely back. We're all running through the door going, ah, hit the button, which button?
Which button? Who's got the button?
Where are we at, Mel? Will Smith. Oh, Will Smith, I'm excited. Will, you there, buddy?
I am here. Hey, guys, how you doing?
How you doing, man? So we got the new issue sitting here in front of us. Well, I guess it's the latest issue. This would be February, right?
Yeah, it's February issue. It's on newsstands for a couple more weeks. It's a cover, it's a bunch of little metallic computer-rendered bugs. The cover line says they're bugs killing your PC.
Yes, they are.
And they truly are. The funny thing that the people at home can't see is I took the magazine out of the pack, Tim, and you're looking at the cover, so if you want that.
Oh, no, I'm happy with the Maximum PC February 2006 on the disc.
On the disc. The article for the cover story is excellent, Will. They go through the antivirus, the spyware, what to use, how to use, what to avoid.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, what's really going on is there's three or four things. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways that your computer can get infected or, you know, with viruses and spyware and stuff like that. But there's some pretty easy stuff you can do to prevent it. So our story is a little bit about prevention, a little bit about fixing problems once they occur. One of the things that you should definitely have a firewall of some sort. What firewalls do is protect you from kind of unsolicited attacks from the internet that can potentially infect you. So say there's a vulnerability in Windows that, you know, somebody can send a special kind of internet packet to a machine and then install all sorts of malicious software. What firewalls do is prevent that packet from ever seeing your computer. So even if you haven't patched Windows, you're still protected, which is a really good thing. I mean, that saves you a lot of
You can never go wrong with a firewall. Do you go through a couple of different kinds? I didn't see that part.
We don't actually. I mean, we talked about the actual software a couple of months ago. We make some like casual recommendations. I mean, the upshot is most routers. If you have a router between your cable modem or DSL modem and your computer that, you know, splits off multiple computers or you know, lets you use wireless. With a laptop or something, then you probably have a firewall built into that router.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I mean, if you have computers that come in and out of your home network a lot, so say you have a laptop that you carry when you travel or something like that, it's not a bad idea to have software firewall set up as well, because you can actually get a machine infected outside your home network. Say, you know, you go to a trade show or something and plug into a free Wi-Fi access point. You can get infected there, bring it back home, and then infect all the other computers on your home network, which is a real drag.
So I noticed that you also did some covering on the CPUs with the dual cores from Intel and AMD.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big new thing, right? The new CPUs were announced. We got hands-on tests of both the Pentium Extreme 955, which is a Pressler dual core,
mm-hmm.
and the new AMD FX60, which is another. It's a dual core. It's the first time they've done a dual core in there.
Give me the bottom line. Who rules?
The Intel is amazing if you're going to overclock.
Really?
We got it above 5 gigahertz.
Do you remember when Intel wouldn't allow you to overclock?
Yeah, that was back in the bad old days.
Yep.
But these high end processors, the ones that you pay a grand for, are actually unlocked. So you, they're not multiplier locked. So you can overclock them. Pretty much as, I mean, you can go all the way to the outer limits of what the chip's capable of.
So the Intel chip actually was faster than the AMD this time?
You know, the performance was pretty split down the middle. I mean, we had like 5-6 benchmarks won by Intel, 5 or 6 benchmarks won by AMD. The upshot is for games, AMD is faster. For desktop stuff, the Pentium 4 is
that's
faster.
Pretty much the way it's been for some time.
Yeah.
At least that's been my opinion.
It's kind of funny because I had just purchased a new system with the 4800 dual core, and Tim called up and said, "Dad, did you see the FX60? I said, "No, the FX series aren't dual core." And he goes, "Oh, this one is."
So that, yeah, I mean, it's obviously the future at this point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's neat. I'm running a 4800 at home as well, and I just did a bunch of video rips. And the time difference between ripping a DVD to, like, MPEG-4, DivX, or H.264, something like that, with the single core and the dual core, unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's almost halftime.
Insane speeds.
You're running the new 3D Mark 2006?
Yeah, we got it in the other day. It's interesting because it really tends to favor... I mean, they put a really high emphasis on shader model 3.0 stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not exactly sure how... It makes it a little bit difficult to compare to older tests, to older cards, but it's not... You know, I don't think it's a problem going forward because it seems like everybody's using shader model 3 going forward.
Excellent. All the game developers. Now you got me real curious. You have also ATI or NVIDIA, which is as big of a war as AMD versus Intel. They go back and forth. For a while, I thought NVIDIA was better because of driver support. I personally favor NVIDIA. I've had better luck running them. I've had easier installs with them. What'd you guys find out?
We really favor whoever's faster.
How dare you?
Yeah, I mean, the 1900 series looks like it's a little tiny bit faster than the current... The ATI 1900 series looks like it's a little bit faster than the current NVIDIA system. Mm-hmm. It's one of the situations, if you've bought a bunch of NVIDIA, GeForce 7800 GTX cards, or even previous generation 6800 cards, probably there's no reason for you to upgrade at this point. I mean, really, you don't want to upgrade more than every other generation, because these video cards are getting insanely expensive, yep. And if you're buying two of them, then it's, it's double the price.
I would also have to assume that their market has to be slowing down a little bit, because a lot of us upgraded for the Half-Life 2 and the Doom 3 upgrade. And, of course, those of us who were smart enough not to upgrade found out that it was a waste of money, that they really didn't need the hottest new video card to run these two games. I would think that would kind of take a little frustration out on your average gamer if he went and spent $500 just 6 months ago to be looking now and say the new video card's $600. It's just a total waste of money.
Well, actually, Half-Life 2 came out around the 9800 X800 transition. So that was like a year and a half ago now.
Was it that long?
It was August before last.
Okay.
So it's been a pretty long time. I mean, the benefit of these new cards is that you can run if you run a single like 7800 GTX or X1900, you can run it at pretty insane resolutions, like 1600 by 12, 1920 by 1200,
right.
Depending on what your display supports. And it runs at full speed. You can turn on AA and everything. So that's kind of the benefit.
I just wanted to upgrade so I could run that new 30-inch Dell widescreen.
Yeah. We actually, it was hard for us to find something that would let us play games in native resolution. I mean, we ended up doing an SLI setup to get games playing in native resolution there.
But, I mean, I had to figure, I need dual DVI, so I got to spend, you got to go to a 7800 from where I'm at. So that's... $600 for a video card, and then it's almost $2,000 for the monitor. So to look at a wider monitor, I need to spend $2,600. So I think I put that one off for a little while.
It's pretty. We have one in the lab. It's pretty cool, but it's not worth $3,000.
That's what I thought. But whereas the Dell, which I have now, is a 24-inch widescreen. It's a beautiful monitor, and at the price, I think it's still in the $1,100 range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got one.
You know, it's still pricey.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
at $1,100, I mean...
But
for 24 inches.
But I mean, the thing is, the nice thing about that is the resolution, you can actually run it at native resolution on that 2405 with a single card, really.
Mm-hmm.
The Dell has a kind of weird gap between, I think its native resolution is like 2560 by 1600,
mm-hmm.
and then the next lowest resolution that it'll run at full screen is 1600 by 900.
Right.
So that means that you're actually going to be running at a higher resolution with that other, with the 2405, than you probably will realistically be able to do with the 30-incher. So.
Now, I also noticed you took a look at hard drives, for example, Hitachi or Western Digital. Now, once again, I have to admit I am a creature of habit. I have bought Western Digital for years. I've occasionally wandered towards Maxster, Seagate, but for some reason, again, it's just a habit thing. I seem to have better luck with Western Digital. What did you guys find out?
This time out, I think he was actually looking at a Maxster and a Seagate drive, unless I'm looking at the wrong issue. The Western Digital we really like. They're quiet. It's It's really fast, the 400 gigabyte drive. The Hitachi 500 gigabyte drive is also insanely fast, a little bit faster than the Western Digital. But it's not quite as quiet. So it's kind of, I mean, you're not going to go wrong either way, is kind of our feeling with those. Yeah.
Speed kind of rules, too, when you're heading into 500 gig drives where you've got to defrag them and, you know, you're trying to look for stuff. I mean, speed's a big, big thing, though, of the size of the drives.
Yeah, and it seems like Hitachi's cache performs a little bit better. I mean, they all have 16 meg caches these days, but it seems like the Hitachi's cache performs a little bit better than the Western Digital. That was kind of the big thing that separated the two.
Now, I noticed on your CD, in your game demos, you have Mystery Case Files Huntsville. Now, our gaming site, demonews.com, this thing was, like, number one, and I don't know why. Did you get a chance to play it?
I actually haven't played it at all.
Me neither.
You caught me.
No, you caught me, too. Yeah. It was number one on our gaming site and for a while, and I had no idea what it was. I'm like, why is this thing number one? It's Mystery Case Files Huntsville. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out. Is it like a CSI-type thing, maybe?
I don't know. I'm as mad as you.
It's got a little missed action to it if you play that where you have to click around and figure things as you go, and it's pretty curious. It's worth a look.
I wanted to mention, too, shameless plug, guys. So you've got Everest on the CD, which is a nice little diagnostic benchmarking tool. They went totally shareware with this tool now. Major Geeks is one of the sites that still hosts the free version of it.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah. Just for a shameless plug. Shameless plug. I can't stop myself. you know what I mean?
So. No, I understand. It's a really good piece of software.
Yes, it is.
We were kind of bummed when they went shareware.
Yeah, we were too. That's why we kept it up. And it's downloaded real well. I'm hoping that they'll... Usually we email the author at that point and say, hey, you know, I know you want shareware. We've got the free... Can we just keep it here? And most of the authors are pretty cool about that. So, yeah, just go ahead. So we've been pretty lucky with stuff like that, giving people an extra option. You know, apparently you did some looking at digital camcorders.
We looked at I don't remember which ones we looked at this month actually. I'm flipping desperately over here.
Just so you know,
right now we're working on the April issue. So I'm living coming back to revisit my past.
But I don't have March yet.
Jump in the DeLorean. And,
yeah, exactly.
Turn on what was that the hyperflux?
Yeah.
Oh, the flux capacitor.
There you go.
Yeah.
I see they look. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't remember which video cameras we recommended off the top of my head.
I got it.
I have a JVC hard drive camcorder, and a couple of months ago you reviewed that one. I have the exact same whines about it that you guys did. In specific, it saves. There's no media to it. You know, there's no tape. There's no DVD. It's a hard drive. And you plug it in and you swap it over. But for some reason, it saves the format instead of MPG. It saves as MOD, which means you have to drag it to your drive and then rename everything before you can edit it.
You got that pretty early on too.
Yeah.
I mean, last September. Down the road, those are going to become more common. The hard drive camcorders. When you got it was pretty cutting edge.
Yeah.
At the time.
You don't get the resolution that you do with a tape, but they're really handy to have.
Yep.
Do you notice the hard drive? Can you hear the hard drive on the final tapes?
I cannot at all. But then again, I was a rock drummer for 20 years, so you know, there's a lot of things I can't hear. I saw that in your review, and I've seen that in other reviews. So I'm wondering if it's just the camcorder itself, or I'm just not quiet enough when I'm taking video, like. You know, on the streets of Vegas or Grand Canyon with wind and things like that, with normal ambient sound, you're just not going to hear it.
What we find is that you only hear the drive seeks, you know, and it makes the kind of clicking noise as the drive is repositioning the heads all the way one way or the other. So, but it wasn't really pronounced. And like you said, when you're someplace where there's a lot of street noise, like. You know, walking around Las Vegas on the Strip or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll hear it. If you're taking a video of your baby sleeping, then that might bring it out.
See, I don't do anything that quiet.
No, that's true.
Not to mention hard drive clicking to me is like, you know, that's normal. That's the sound I'd like to hear, so I probably wouldn't notice it.
So, Will, we got a minute or two left. Let's talk about, well, first of all, obviously you're working on the April issue, but March should be showing up within a couple of weeks.
March you guys should have real soon, actually. March, we kind of did a soft story in February. You know, this, the spyware thing isn't, it's a little bit outside of what Maximum PC traditionally does. So we're going right back to the original roots with another overclocking guide.
Yeah, I was actually surprised to see the bugs killing it. It was a good story, and I was glad to see it. I was just, it's not typically what Maximum PC does.
We get, you know, I get more email about that kind of stuff than anything else. You know, hey, my computer is slow, I don't know what's going on.
Yep.
Then I walk people through the problems and get them to scan stuff. It turns out they have 15 different pieces of malicious software.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's a whole new angle of diagnosing a computer problem.
Mm-hmm.
First thing when a computer comes in, they say, "Oh, it's running a little slow." And back in the day, you say, "Well, maybe you need more memory. You need to clean your drive." First thing now out of the box is
run spyware.
You probably got spyware. I mean, if 3 years ago, it was a non-issue. It almost drives me nuts because you have to eliminate that first now.
Well, and it's so hard to get rid of some of that stuff. So that's one of the things we get into in this story is that, you know, we not only can you figure out how you have it, you don't really have to reinstall. I mean, the tools are much better now than they were even a year ago. So you can actually get rid of a lot of this stuff without having to wipe your machine and start over.
And I actually think it's a fantastic primer to spyware and spyware removal. It's a very good article.
Well, the new thing now is... what do you call it? SpyX? Is that the new one now?
Mm-hmm.
It's showing up everywhere. I went to a friend's house and removed it. I left and it came back before I got home. I had to go back and find there's a program called SmitRem or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually ran that and redid everything I did. It hasn't come back since. It's unbelievable, you know? All right, well, so where are we at? MaximumPC.com, right?
MaximumPC.com and on newsstands everywhere. So.
Very cool. Well, thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Good to
hear. We're going to head off to break. You are listening to MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks on 1390 WFBL, and we apologize.
Call the Technology Geeks now at 001101000100.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the Geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft. Go to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy Energy to manage and deliver their energy in upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343, 866-815-2343, or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
It's all about the busyness, baby.
I was afraid we were on, everybody hear me going, ugh, yeah. All right. You are listening to MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks on 1390 Talk Radio. What do we have, WFBL or something?
WFBL.
All right, I hate to screw that. And what do we got on the phone here? We got Mike.
Mike? Mike, where are you from, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, boys?
What's your computer problem, Mike?
Oh, God, we confused them. I'm trying to find somebody to host my show when I'm not around, and I was hoping that you guys could help me audition some people.
You're going to need to after this. You're going to need two new co-hosts when you come back.
Oh, boy.
And Mike, what's your name, please?
Mike Rayo.
Rayo, and how do you spell that? I'm sorry, we don't know a Mike.
So where are you anyway? We were wondering about that.
Well, I'm down in right down in Bill's area. I'm going on my way to Ithaca right now.
Sorry.
I was in beautiful downtown Cortland last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Staying.
Doing a big comedy show. There are great people down here, and the hotel was great. I made sure that they had free wireless internet. I didn't know by free they meant they stole it from the trailer park next door.
They hooked into somebody's wide-open wireless, right?
What are you doing, Wi-Fi jokes now? Is that the deal? Is that why you need wireless when you're there?
So you did the comedy show?
Yeah, we had about 250 people, filled up the room. We had a great time last night, and I'll be over in Ithaca tonight doing a show at the Clarion Hotel. In Ithaca at 9 o'clock. If anybody from down here, yeah. I know the signal reaches down here.
It reaches Bill.
It reaches Bill.
Yeah, and he's a lot farther away.
Oh, he is.
So,
I thought Groton was out that way.
Yeah, it is. It's down in the valley from Cortland. It's about 10 miles, I think, from Cortland. 8-10 miles from here.
Did anybody laugh at this show, Mike? Or
with you, not
with,
at you,
not at you, yeah.
Yeah, only when I talked about you guys.
Yeah, excellent.
No, we had a great time. Nobody got hurt, but we had a lot of fun. And we're going to have some fun tonight, too.
Are you doing this solo, or are you still doing the dancing act at Geekendales?
No, there will be no nudity at the show. Everybody keeps their clothes on. But actually, I'm working with Casey Moriarty tonight. He's the headliner. He's a man of 100 voices. He can do. He does all kinds of different voices. Puts them. He's very funny as well. So it's kind of a combination of you're in awe at his talent, and then of course you laugh at how funny he is. So he's like Rich Little, only funny.
Hey, that's true. Rich Little is great. But
while you're on the phone, I'm looking at your show outline. What are we doing next week?
You know, I really don't know. What do you want to do?
Not come in. Oh no, that was this week.
A best of.
That was, actually, you know what we needed to follow up on and we haven't done it yet is operating systems. Tim, if you recall, when you and I were together alone without Jim around, we got together and we talked about all the different aspects of hardware and what you should be looking for, what to buy, what the bare minimums are.
We can go OS next week. That'll be great. Hey, Mike, we have about 30 seconds left. Do you want to, for old time's sake, take us out?
You want me to sing?
Sing with us, man. Go.
No,
I want
don't.
People to tune in next week. So we're going to cover all the software that you got to have on your computer. How about that?
Yeah, we can talk about some of the operating systems too. You know, obviously Windows XP, Vista, upcoming Linux, a few of the variations of Linux, which are very, very popular. So that's something we do.
So long for now.
All right, Mike, we'll see you. And
thanks, boys.
Gus says 10 seconds, and we're out of here. So you've been listening to MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks on 1390 WFBL. And if I get up, we'll see you next week. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you.